Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Speak, Overcoming the Fear and Horror of Public Speaking by Dale Carnegie and Associates, narrated by Dan Strutzel. Publisher's note: in this audio edition, you may hear references to visual elements present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Acknowledgements. We would like to acknowledge the following members of the Dale Carnegie team who contributed to this book: Joe Hart, President and CEO; Ursel Charles, VP of Customer Transformation; Clark Merrill, Carnegie Master Trainer; Christine Buscarino, Chief Marketing Officer; Mariah Siddharth, Trainer and Marketing Manager; Paul Sirigar, Managing Director for Dale Carnegie Indonesia; Robert Korp, Director of Training Quality; Andreas Ifland, Carnegie Master Germany; Brenda Wells, Dale Carnegie of Orange County, California; Rebecca Collier, Global Master Trainer, Dale Carnegie; Nancy Covert, President of Dale Carnegie Training of Birmingham and Huntsville, Alabama; Tina Graziotto, Vice President of Program Management and Instruction at Dale Carnegie Training of Western and Central Pennsylvania; Dave Wright, CEO of Dale Carnegie Training, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio; Ken Byersdorf, President, Dale Carnegie of Arizona; Frank Starkey, Vice President of Training and Master Trainer at Dale Carnegie Training of Dallas and Fort Worth; Barrett Freeman, CEO of Dale Carnegie, Sweden; Mark Fitzmaurice, Director and Master Trainer, Dale Carnegie, UK; Jonathan Vihar, former VP of Product. Dale Carnegie's Human Relations Principles, from How to Win Friends and Influence People. Become a friendlier person. 1. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. 2. Give honest, sincere appreciation. 3. Arouse in the other person an eager want. 4. Become genuinely interested in other people. 5. Smile. 6. Remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. 7. Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. 8. Talk in terms of the other person's interests. 9. Make the other person feel important, and do it sincerely. Win people to your way of thinking. 10. The only way to get the best of an argument is to avoid it. 11. Show respect for the other person's opinion. Never say, "You're wrong." 12. If you are wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically. 13. Begin in a friendly way. 14. Get the other person saying yes, yes, immediately. 15. Let the other person do a great deal of the talking. 16. Let the other person feel that the idea is his or hers. 17. Try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view. 18. Be sympathetic with the other person's ideas and desires. 19. Appeal to the nobler motives. 20. Dramatize your ideas. 21. Throw down a challenge. Be a leader. 22. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. 23. Call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. 24. Talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. 25. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. 26. Let the other person save face. 27. Praise the slightest improvement and praise every improvement. Be hearty in your approbation and lavish in your praise. 28. Give the other person a fine reputation to live up to. 29. Use encouragement. Make the fault seem easy to correct. 30. Make the other person happy about doing the thing you suggest. Draft. Foreword by Joe Hart, CEO of Dale Carnegie Training. In May of 2015, I became CEO of Dale Carnegie Training, an organization with over 100 years of helping people around the world become better speakers, presenters, and leaders. Shortly thereafter, I found myself on a stage in Chicago, standing in front of 200 Dale Carnegie leaders, where I was introducing myself and my vision for the company. While I had spoken to large groups many times in my career and felt I was a good speaker, I was nervous. These were some of the very best trainers, coaches, and speakers in the world, and I felt the pressure of presenting before such incredibly talented speakers who were watching me, evaluating me, judging me on my ability to present and to lead. What gave me confidence that day were the words of Dale Carnegie, the company founder and author of the best-selling How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Quick and Easy Way to Public Speaking, and How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Mr. Carnegie said, "Sincerity and enthusiasm and high earnestness will help you. When a person is under the influence of their feelings, their real self comes to the surface. The bars are down. The heat of their emotions has burned all barriers away. They act spontaneously. They talk spontaneously. They are natural." So, in the end, even this matter of delivery comes back to the thing which has already been emphasized repeatedly in this book. Namely, put your heart into your talks. Without question, my heart was all in that talk and with this organization. I had experienced firsthand the power of the organization's work 20 years earlier. The Dale Carnegie course had changed my life. I walked into the course as a young attorney and came out a transformed person. People who knew me asked, "What happened to you, Joe? You seem more interested in others. You're more thoughtful, and you're more confident." It wasn't an act. I gained a level of empathy I had lacked, and I really was more confident, so much so that I changed my career, started my own business, and eventually ended up as the CEO of this organization, which has transformed countless millions of lives around the world. When I meet with Dale Carnegie graduates, they tell me about how they had huge gains in their confidence. They found the power to unleash their enthusiasm and to bring their heart to their work, their lives, and their families. These stories are powerful testimonials of the value of what is presented in this book. As Clark Merrill, Dale Carnegie Master, says, "Public speaking is not a trick. It's not acting. The key is to be yourself." My colleague, Ursel Charles, VP of Customer Transformation, explains its power this way. "By being yourself, you leave every audience with a unique gift, and that gift is you." In 2015, when I walked up to that stage in Chicago for the first time to speak to the members of the organization whom I now serve as CEO, there was no doubt about my ability to be myself, to share my passion for our work, to demonstrate my enthusiasm for our new vision, and to put my heart into the talk. An introduction to one of Mr. Carnegie's works, discussed in the appendix, notes, "What does it take to be a great communicator? Being a subject matter expert alone doesn't guarantee a riveting presentation. Deep content knowledge may earn you the right to speak, but conveying the excitement you have for your message is equally important, if not more so. If an audience senses your genuine passion for your topic, they will hang on every word. While they may appreciate your knowledge, it's your enthusiasm that will truly engage people." The principles in this book, when applied, will help you realize that more than any tricks or tips that you might attempt when speaking, the best way to deliver a powerful message is to be a good person skilled in speaking. Focus on being you. Put your heart into your talk, and you can change the world with your words. All in, Joe Hart. Introduction. Mark Cahill sat in the outer office of an upscale office building in New York City and was waiting to be called in to give the presentation of his career. He'd been working as a salesperson for this particular large multinational company and was a subject matter expert on a specific piece of equipment that the company was thinking of selling internationally. If the presentation went well, it would surely mean a promotion and a raise, as well as a massive career boost. "They're ready for you, Mr. Cahill," the receptionist said as she opened the double glass doors. As he stood up to follow her in, Mark thought he might throw up. His head got light, and all he could hear were the voices of doubt in his head. "What makes you think you'll have anything interesting to say? Don't you remember that speech class you took in high school? They literally laughed at you." "Mr. Cahill?" The woman stood at the door, looking at him expectantly. "Well, I can't get out of it now," Mark thought as he swallowed his nerves and headed into the conference room where the executive team sat waiting for him. "Let's get this over with." Mark is not alone in his fear of public speaking. Research shows that as much as 77% of people around the world have some level of fear when it comes to speaking in front of others. Public speaking is one of the most fear-evoking events on the planet. In Speak, Getting Over the Fear and Horror of Public Speaking, we'll discover that there's no need to worry, because it's not about the speaker, it's about the message and the audience. What this means is that one doesn't need to become some polished professional speaker, and instead can reflect their authentic, true self. Rather than focusing on being a good speaker, as Dale Carnegie put it, be a good person speaking. Our impact as a speaker comes from who we are as a person. What this means is that what makes you a good speaker is going to be different than what makes your neighbor, your coworker, or your sister a good speaker. So we need to stop trying to mimic our favorite great speaker. We're not them, and they're not us. Instead, we must be the best person that we can be. When we do that, we'll influence our audiences. This book reflects Dale Carnegie's thinking and what is taught in his high-impact presentation course. It is based on the timeless principles contained in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The stories you'll read are true, and the tips we share come from those who have mastered the art of public speaking, our best trainers around the world. Why public speaking? There are many ways to change the world and to make an impact around us. Yet nothing works without the ability to influence people, and that is the role of public speaking. When we think of public speaking, we envision a politician or motivational speaker up on a stage in front of throngs of people in an audience. While that is one form of public speaking, it's unlikely that any of us regular folks will find ourselves speaking to hundreds, thousands, or even tens of thousands of people. More likely, public speaking will take the form of a work presentation, a speech to a group we belong to, standing up in a house of worship, or even a toast at a family member's wedding, or even a one-on-one with a customer, client, or boss. In each of these settings, we are addressing a group of people with a desire to impact them in some way. We might be trying to persuade the group to invest or to present some findings or figures. Or we might want to honor, entertain, emotionally move, or inspire the audience. Whatever the outcome, public speaking is how we impact and change the world. And that's why it's a critical ability. In the words of Dale Carnegie, overcoming fear of public speaking impacts greatly everything that we do. Those who answer this challenge find that they are better persons because of it. They find that their victory over fear of talking before groups has taken them out of themselves into a richer and fuller life. Ursel Charles, the global VP of customer transformation for Dale Carnegie and Associates, tells the story of Ann, a young lawyer for one of the most prestigious law firms in Atlanta, Georgia. During one of our high-impact presentation courses, she sat quietly to herself until someone at her table would ask her a question. When we started the program, we asked each participant to stand up and introduce themselves by telling us their name, employer, position, and expectations for the program. When it was Ann's time to stand and to introduce herself, you could see Ann's reluctance as she looked down at the ground. I quickly realized that Ann was not going to offer this information without me asking her these questions. When Ann responded by sharing the law firm for whom she worked, everyone paid even more attention. So when I asked her what was her reason for attending this program, it was like the floodgates opened. Ann exploded by saying, "My area of expertise is child custody and advocacy. Whenever we receive these types of cases, I am the person everyone comes to for research and developing the strategy for our clients. In addition, I am the person who provides insights and recommendations regarding the best next steps to take during the trial. Unfortunately, I am not the lawyer who is delivering these cases. Once I prep the case, I turn it over to Don, and he presents these cases before the jury. Because of my fear of speaking, I never deliver my findings in our trials. Now it has impacted my career. Guess who was recently promoted to partner in our firm? Don, not me." You could tell by Ann's admission, she was both frustrated and bothered that she missed tremendous opportunities because of this fear. So I asked Ann, "What are you willing to do differently now that you are here?" She answered, "Believe that I can do this." To become a better speaker, the person must internally see themselves differently before becoming a better speaker externally. Before every presentation, I had Ann recite this phrase 3 times with confidence. "Never again will I be afraid to stand up, speak up, and be counted." That phrase became her mantra, and it became a launching pad to her becoming the presenter and lawyer Ann always wanted to be. As a speaker, she demonstrates confidence, capability, and the wealth of her knowledge and expertise. Some years later, I received a thank you card from Ann. She thanked me for what she learned in the program and said the program not only changed her career projection, but changed her life. The good news was that Ann became a partner with her firm. But the great news was that Ann left that organization and started her law firm, specializing in child advocacy simply because she decided to stand up, speak up, and be counted. It's not about becoming an orator. It's about developing your confidence and your ability to communicate your message with great impact. Clark Merrill, Carnegie Master. Classic advice doesn't cut it anymore. When we think back on some of the advice given to help public speakers get over their fear, some of it is downright absurd. Have you heard any of these classic tips? Imagine the audience in their underwear. Stare at a point on the wall just over the audience's heads. Write your key phrases on the palm of your hand. Crack a joke to break the ice. Pace around the stage to generate energy. This is the kind of advice that used to be given to new speakers learning to get over their fear of public speaking. There's nothing wrong necessarily with wearing new clothes to a talk, unless you're trying to break in new shoes. It's that these tips and most advice we hear is about you, the speaker. At Dale Carnegie, the most consistent piece of advice we give to people learning to improve their speaking skills is completely the opposite of this. We teach, as Clark Merrill says, it's not about you, it's about the audience. When we focus on the message the audience needs to hear and how it will be received by the audience, the fear of speaking dissipates. We're no longer worried about what they think of us. Is my tie straight? Do I have lipstick on my teeth? I hate my speaking voice. Am I moving my hands correctly? Etc. Instead, we are able to turn that energy outward and connect with the audience by being our true selves. Step out of presenter mode. You'll hear us talk a lot in this book about bringing out your authentic personality. That's because, at its core, being a great speaker is about bringing the best version of you to the stage. Don't try and be someone else. You can fake it for a little while, but not for long. Robert Korp, Director of Training Quality for Dale Carnegie, puts it this way. When I was a salesperson, I lost a significant deal when I was at the start of my career. This was a huge international company, and I was giving a really important sales presentation. I was completely prepared, went in, and gave the talk. I didn't get it. Why? My friend told me, "I am sorry, but you gave a boring impression." Of course I was boring. I thought I had to be professional. I was new and had a wrong impression and didn't share the passion for what I was doing and didn't care about the audience or potential client. What happens is we start to get nervous and focus on ourselves. The process to become a Dale Carnegie certified trainer is really difficult. When I went through my certification as a trainer for Dale Carnegie Training, I was in front of a group and someone was giving a talk and I was supposed to coach him. I was being observed and assessed, and I was focused on myself and trying to do the right thing, and I wasn't listening to him and gave him feedback that was off topic. I was too focused on myself. Lesson learned. Now I am a certified master trainer and share the idea that it's not about you, the speaker. It's about the listeners. Yes, you should know your topic. But if you don't bring it alive with your authentic personality, you won't be good. Bringing the real us to the stage doesn't just happen. It takes work, and that's why we've written this book. It takes learning how to craft an effective presentation for that specific audience, practicing our delivery so that it feels comfortable and natural to us, and giving ourselves permission to be who we really are. The more we practice this, the less fear we'll have. The competence gained through practice yields confidence, and that confidence will give us more opportunities to further gain competence. In the end, you are your message. For us to deliver our message, we have to walk our talk and be our authentic selves, amplified for an audience. Let's ask ourselves, what do I do well that'll make the audience want to see and remember the message? Knowing ourselves. Ursel Charles, the Global Vice President of Customer Transformation for Dale Carnegie and Associates, says that every speaker has their own marinade. In other words, we all have our own style and substance that makes us unique. If we don't know that, we're in trouble as speakers. Some speakers are naturally funny, some genuinely earnest, some radiate energy or knowledge or credibility, some convey authentic emotion, some light us up, and others calm us down. There's no one right way to be a speaker, as long as you're truly you. As part of being our true self when we're speaking, we must know our vision, desired outcomes, and beliefs. Without all three, we can't be compelling. First, let's focus on what we are trying to achieve. Why do we exist in the world? What is our purpose? The more clear on this we are, the more we know why we're doing what we do. Next, focus on the desired outcomes, not just for ourselves, but for others. When we're clear on our desired outcomes and how they benefit others, this helps us speak in such a way that others are interested. And last but not least, let's be clear on what we believe. Until we know our own beliefs, we can't influence or motivate others. As Clark Merrill, Carnegie Master, reminds us, true public speaking comes from the heart. If we don't know what's in our heart, we can't move people. It is only by knowing what we believe that we can show our passion. That is what gives people hope that there is something different and better that is possible. Clark continues, people love diamonds, and yet marketing has a lot to do with it. They love diamonds because they're the hardest substance on earth, and they sparkle. When you turn it just a bit, you get a whole different set of colors. As presenters, we are all diamonds. We are rare and we sparkle. Unfortunately, most of us, when we present in front of a group, only show one part of who we are. That's our presenter mode. A diamond sparkles because of how it's cut and the different facets that reflect light differently. As diamonds, we all have different facets of who we are based on our life and experiences. And depending upon the audience, we can show a different facet of who we are. And in their eyes, we sparkle. This takes courage, trust, and a willingness to connect with the audience. The presenter who has the ability to do this is an outstanding communicator whose message and messages will be remembered because of the sparkle of the presenter. In fact, passion is one core element that every master trainer tells us is key to effective speaking. Mark Fitzmaurice, director and master trainer, Dale Carnegie, UK, says, passion is one of the most important qualities a speaker can have. The thing that's missing in a lot of speakers is that they are missing their passion and are afraid of it because they are afraid of being seen as too aggressive. Instead, we want to be passionate with grace, passion with kindness. This is not to say that speaking is about us. It's not. It's about them. Until we know ourselves, we can't focus on them. It's an away game. In sports, when we go to the other team's arena, it's an away game. While a home game may give us the advantage in that we know where we're playing, that's not how public speaking works.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?